This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
As farmers in eastern Kentucky are continuing to recover from the devastating flooding that occurred this summer, farmers in western Kentucky are dealing with continuing drought conditions. Farm Service Agency Program Specialist Angela Watson updated the Tobacco Oversight Committee on what it takes for farmers to qualify for assistance.
Any area of the county that is rated by the U.S. Drought Monitor as having a D2 severe drought intensity for at least 8 consecutive weeks for the specific type of eligible grazing land or pasture land, or a D3 extreme drought or D4 exceptional drought intensity.
Watson says it covers most pastures in Kentucky.
Most of the types of grasses that we have as pasture land across the state, that grazing period, that normal grazing period, is March the 31st through November the 15th.
She says the primary program assists with grazing losses.
The Livestock Forage Program, LFP, and LFP compensates eligible livestock producers for grazing losses incurred because of the drought conditions on eligible pasture land during the normal grazing season.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
The North American Championship Rodeo returns to Freedom Hall November 10th through the 12th. Come out for all the action, including bull riding, barrel racing, and steer wrestling. Friday's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night benefits the Horses and Hope program. Tickets start at $10 at Ticketmaster.com. The rodeo is just a part of the fun at the North American International Livestock Exposition. Learn about the country store and the livestock competition at livestockexpo.org.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
FSA's Angela Watson says another program helps farmers providing water to livestock.
For reimbursement, if they had to assume additional transportation costs for water because of the drought, and that program is the Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish Program, or ELAP for short.
She adds a third program provides insurance for crops other than traditional row crops.
NAP, which is our Non-Insured Crop Disaster Assistance Program, and this program is for producers of non-traditional crops who have purchased crop insurance for those.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass, and listen to the podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.